Good morning, Rabboisai! Shalom Aleichem, new guy. How are you? Today's shiur is sponsored by Dovi Hirschberg. Remember him? That's right. In honor, you're not going to believe this. Another guy called me up, and I knew it's going to happen. People will be inspired by this Dovi. So he doesn't chab. Not only did he do what he did, but he inspired other people to give as well. In honor of my partner Shlomo Shwed, starting the daf. Shkoyach. Welcome, Shlomo. By Joel Mizrahi, Lili Nishmat, my grandfather, Jamil Ben Hasna, on his 43rd Askara, and for Akarat HaTov.
Says it like that.
You want to see? Bidyukacha. For Akarat HaTov, to all the MDY and Rav Eli for turning the Dav. You don't want to say it like Ashkenazi? This is not an Ashkenazi name. Ejimal bin Hasna. No, you gotta say the right. Akarat HaTov to all MDY Raveli for turning the daf of our lives in the right direction. Only from a Sephardi, such a line. Rabboisai, today is the official launch of the new Masechta of Rosh Hashanah. So bring your friends, and your friends will get a free Gemara for Rosh Hashanah. And there's a major, major announcement coming out tomorrow. Major. Listen. Major announcement coming out. Maybe in 2 days. Maybe in 2 days from now. I'll tell you after Shir. I'll tell you after Shir if you really want to know. Wow, the oilam is really. Listen to this. 500 Shiurim, that's the name of the email, from Loser J, Laws Jacobson, from Edgware, London. I joined, here, Tavshin Pei. Chesier, Tavshin Pei. Haven't seen a leak. They got real Emmanuel sponsored the Shir. Listen to this. You have to listen to every word of this email. He saw a link from Gavriel Emanuel sponsored the shares with Fuhr Schlemer for the Zelliger brothers. Is that how you pronounce it? Zelliger. They live on, what's the name of the street? Leicester Street. My life can really be summed up as before that date and since. In addition to the 7 Masechtas that I've learned with you, I've learned much more in the small things that you probably are not aware of, such as not buttoning your sleeve. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. The feelings that you have for each fellow Yid and all the advice and musa that you give along the way is something unmatched. Now, 500 days later, my life has literally changed. I'll be honest with you, I'm not someone who's never opened up a sefer or finished a masechta. I was in learning for about 10 years after my chasana. But the commitment to your daf has ensured that I won't allow a day to go by without learning. I can't say that I've listened in full to every single shir of these 500. But of the handful of shirim that I've missed, I've always tuned in for the emails to see what Yosef has edited. Nowadays, I'm known locally as the poster boy of MDY. As you can see my picture all over town, apparently even in the Kedasa Bezdin. I'm ever grateful to you and all those involved in this Aveza Kodesh. I'm not going to list them, but Yosef, Yeshua, Gary, etc., you know who you are. I'm also very grateful for all the great friends I've met along the way. Avi Sherman, Aaron Hirsch, Adam Lobato, Harala Shalom, Binyamin Kessler, Chacham Nochem, Naftali Horowitz, etc., etc. And of course, Yosef Biliak and Chef A, something like that. I don't know what that is. And now, oh, that's five-ish. And now for the puncher. Don't miss this bit. The Yid in whose chus it was that I even discovered your shir. In other words, so at the beginning of the email, he writes that Gavriel Emanuel sponsored the shir's reforced labor for this. How do you pronounce? Zelliger. Has made a miraculous recovery from COVID. Mr. Eli Zelliger joined MDY for Sukkah. Wishing you a Gemar Chasim, a Toiva, Loz. Gevaldike stuff. Another guy from England. Ari Mechlovitz. Hi, Rebbe Eli Mishpacha. I started the Daf following your Shir from the beginning of Pesachim. Have missed the day of Daf. I was recommended by my father, Gigi, who's been following the Shir for a few years and completed a previous cycle. I've also recommended a few people who are now hooked. On Friday, a few days ago, Daf Yud, my wife was in labor in the hospital, but not much was happening. It was calm due to the epidural. It came to 5:15 a.m. And since I was awake, I decided to log on to live shir and Zoom. You had barely got just through the sponsors, and from nowhere, four doctors rushed in, threw me some scrubs, and put my wife in rush. Torah is the zgula for the Yetzer to come at any time. You're waiting in line for anything. Just open up a Gemara. It's going to happen. It's 100%. It's the known zgula. Put out my C-section. Baruch Hashem, my baby daughter is born safely a few minutes later. Wife is, and everybody's great. Also managed to get through most of the daf before Shabbos. I managed to get the hospital Shabbos. Picture of me doing today's daf at home with my two-day-old baby and one in scrubs when she was born. Thank you for all the effort you put into preparing the shir. Wishing you a little mishpacha. Ari Mechlowitz, P.S. Unfortunately, the day's daf didn't give me any inspiration for the name. I don't like Kvi, Koi, or Dove. Here he is. Rabbi Isai. Valdika stuff. By the way, I want to bring Morty Tifferbaum's picture. Again? No, I want to know. I want to bring, I looked at it again. I didn't like how the baby's concentrating on the screen. Instead of teaching these kids, you know, Sesame Street and Elmo and all that, Tyra, get them. Says in the Gemara, the mother, who? Rabbi Shua's mother brought the stroller to the Beis Medrash. Exactly. All right, here we go. Daf Yud Gimel. Today we're 9 lines from the bottom Yud Beis on the Beis. What happened? He said, if you didn't hear him, Dr. Factor said, all the Jewish babies will do ah. Okay. Ushpezichna de Rava Baravchanan Havale Isur Yasa de Chardala. The host of Rava Baravchanan had some stalks of mustard, like this mustard stalks. So he asked the Shiloh. Omarle Maul ifaruchi. Can I rub them here? So I brought, actually, we got a lot of hands-on today. Not a lot, but we're going to do this here. This is Faruche. I know this is going to bring back very good memories. This is a peanut. There you go. And you go like this. It depends on the Gemara. One finger, two fingers, And now that's over here, you could go. And now you have this. Gewaldige stuff. Unbelievable. So, could you do that? Now, what's the problem? That's dosh. But doing it with your hand is kilach yad. And you could have done this Erev Shabbos. Now Erev Yontif. You could have done Erev Yontif. So what's the halacha? We have viyade. Because why is it kilach yad? You do it with a machine. You do it with a device. You don't do it. Nobody takes thousands of beans or whatever it is of mustard. You're in the mustard business. You're going to take all the mustard and go like this. You have a device. You do it with. Do it with your fingers. It's kilach yad. It's not the proper way to do it. On the other hand, you could have done this melacha, whatever this is. You could have done it before. We're going to see tomorrow a little bit more about that. You could have done stuff before Yontav. You shouldn't do it today. Rava Bar Chanan didn't know what to say. Also, came the Rava. He came to the real Rava. Omar Lei, Moilin Melilois Umefarchim Kidneys Biyantev. You're permitted to do so on Yontav because it's Kalach Yad and it's fine. Okay. So you're telling me you're allowed to do this Malacha on Yontav. Meaning, you have this, whatever you want to call it, pre, beforehand. This pre is not chayev in Trumas and Maestras. It's not finished. It's not a Gemara Malacha. Here, so I have something else to show you before we get there. You could go from hand to hand. V'oichel. So I wanted to point out here is just a Pasha Pshat in the Gemara so you don't forget it. Miyad liyad is different than Al-Yad, Al-Yad. Miyad, Al-Yad, just simple pshat, taich. Miyad, Al-Yad means hand to hand, like over here. You're taking these nuts, these peanuts, and you're going like this, so the shell flies off by itself. So you're allowed to do that. Amol Meliz Erev Shabbos, if you did this Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to, move them from hand to hand. And that's a problem of Zoyre, not Zoyreya, Zoyre with a hay, which would mean, like in the time, you throw it up in the air and the wind comes and blows off the shell. Vaychel, and he could go ahead and eat it. Avaloi bekanon v'loi betamchoi. Kanon betamchoi are these two guys. On Shabbos, we're more machmer. You can't use these guys, these devices that help it. Hamoylo melilas, my Erev Yontav, but Yontav is different. If the same thing you do it, Erev Yontav, lemachor minapeach al yad al yad. So pay attention. Al yad over here does not mean from hand to hand. Over here it means it's in your hand, it's a small amount. It's an amount. In other words, you can't go crazy and do a tremendous amount. You do a little bit, the amount that you need now. Afilu bekonav, afilu betamchu. You can use these two devices on top. But you can't use the real professional ones. Fine. Can't use like a big plate, a napo kvaro. These are kind of sifters that you cannot use on Yontav. So ask the Gemara, Merv Yontav in, Yontav Loi. It just said, when can you do all this? If you started out the process, you went with your fingers like this on Erev Yontav, then you're permitted to blow it and do this and that on Yontav. But it seems like you cannot remove, you can't start rubbing it on Yontav itself. Says the Gemara, interesting teretz. Afilotemi b'yontav, no, you could do it on Yontav. So why does it say Erev Yontav? You medayik Erev Yontav. V'ayit, on a reishim Erev Shabbos, on a seif, and now Erev Yontav. It does say mefurish Erev Yontav, why? Because it fits, it flows with the reisha. The reisha obviously is talking about Erev Shabbos, you cannot do it on Shabbos, it would be dosh. But on Yontav, you could do for, you know, this heterim for Eichel Nefesh and this and that. So on Yontav, it's okay. It just says the word Erev Yontav, a little bit of a tchak. Okay, and ask the Gemara, okay. Bottom line is, you're allowed to take this peanut and remove the shell on Yontav with your fingers. Okay, matzinu truma shezakei barim maso. So it comes out like this. When it comes to Truma, two very important things have to happen. In order to be chayiv in Truma, you have grain. In order to be chayiv in Truma, first of all, it has to see pnei abayis. It has to come in from the front door. And if you sneak in from the window, you sneak the food in from the window, you're not chayiv. Second of all, you have to smooth out the pile. Here's the guy with the tool, smooth it out. Miruach hakri. In other words, it has to be a gemar malacha. That's how I say that I finish doing what I need to do. I have a pile, it's nice and smooth. Oh, now I'm chayiv in truma. Before that, you're not chayiv in truma d'oraisa. Ask the gemara. But if I'm permitted to take off the shell on Yontav with my finger, so that's the gemar malacha. So now it comes out that I could be mechayiv myself on truma on Yontav. What did we say yesterday? The only thing you're chayiv, you're allowed to take on Yontif is challah. Why can I take only challah on Yontif? It's a type of truma. Because I'm permitted to bake a bread on Yontif. Because it's nice and hot. But I cannot take truma on Yontif because it's a misake mana, I'm fixing it. But if I'm permitted to take off this thing and make a gemar milacha, I'm finishing it up. So now, why is it different than challah? Just like I'm allowed to bake bread on Yontif, so I'm allowed to go like this with my peanut, and then I should be chayav for truma on Yontif itself. Usnan lo yamartim truma shein zakei barim maso. Yesterday we said a number of times that you cannot take truma on Yontif. There's no way to take truma on Yontif. Says the Gemara, and I'm going to tell you that the end of this sugya. Well, it's only a few lines. En chanami, you could take. There are in a very specific way. If you go like this with the peanut, you chayav en chanami, but typically not. So the first teretz says, "Loi kashya harebi harebi yosi top of yud gimel amid aleph, Rebbe Yehuda." Okay, yes, you're right. According to one man da omar called Rebbe, you're chayav on yontif to take truma, real truma, the sanya. Hichnishi balan lasis memisa. If you brought in the grain into your house in order to make dough bread, oichem emarayu potter. Now there's another halacha when it comes to truma. You're only chayav when it's an achilas kva. But when it's a achilas arai, it's a temporary kind of snack, then you don't have to take truma. So you're allowed to eat a little bit. You're allowed to nibble on it. Pick at it. And then you don't have to take truma. L'malam b'mililois. But if you're going to rub it like this and take off the shell, Rebbe Mechayev, here you go. This is the Rebbe in Chanami. According to Rebbe on Yantiv, if you go like this, you take off the shell, you're Chayev in Truma. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Poiter. Rebbe Yossi says, you are Potter. Okay, so according to that, to one man, Domar Rebbe, you're Chayev in Chanami. It's not according to everybody. Ask the Gemara, it is according to everybody. This is a very, very interesting line over here. What happened was you had in mind to bake bread. So you brought it through the door, but you didn't finish the kriyat. Yeah, you did one out of two things. You brought it through the door. Do you have a gemar malacha? Did you finish it off? No, because you didn't do this. Okay, so now it's sitting in your house in a very sloppy pile. So your machshava was to bake bread. And tomorrow after Shabbos, you're going to smooth it out, and then you're going to be chayav in truma. What happened was, you decided to start taking piece by piece, these kernels. Here, I even have, but this is a big mess. I don't want to, you know, Nachman's next, and I can't do it really. So I'm not going to mamish do it. No. Here, I'm not going to do it, but it goes something like this. You take these, and you go like this. Oh, here, the kernel came out. This is the whole kernel. By the way, you can't see it really. And this, you just blow away. I'm not going to blow. Fine. Here's some kernels. These are barley, I believe, not wheat. Same thing. Maybe I could show it this way. See it? That's how small it is. One of these is all you have to give for truma midaraisa. If I have a billion wheat, all I have to do is give one of these. Rabbanu came along and said that you give 2%, or 1 out of 50, which is 2%, or 1 out of 40, if you're very generous, or if you're a little stingy, 1 out of 60, fine. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, all I have to give is this tiny bit. Great. So, what happened was, he decided to do what I just did. That is the Gemara Melacha. So, sorry, that's not the Gemara Melacha. It says Rashi, amazing. Listen to this. It's a big chap. Since I brought it through the door, and there was no Gemar Malacha. By me thinking in my head, that I am going to get the kernel out of the ear. This is the ear, right? These guys are the ears. Getting the kernel out of the ear, that makes the going through the door the Gemar Malacha. You hear what's going on here? Rabbi Schoenberg shaking his head, yes. I could retroactively do a Gemar Malach in my head. In other words, I brought it through the door. That wasn't the Gemar Malach. I was supposed to smooth out the pile because Miruch HaKri, because I'm making dough. But now I decided not to make dough. I decided to eat it kernel by kernel. So by me deciding to eat it kernel by kernel, I made the going through the door the Gemar Malach. And because it's Erev Yom Kippur, I thought about just telling you this thing. I spoke about it many times, but it's kedai to hear it inside. If I could find it. There's a Shulchan Aruch. There's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch that discusses this idea, and it's very, very important for Yom Kippur. And the idea is that I could give you now a trick that won't cost you money, won't cost you kemat time, milliseconds. And you could increase your schusim 100-fold. Everything you do. Says the Mechaber. This is the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein, this is Simen Reish Lamed Aleph. Kedai to look it up. V'chein mechol mashi yehena b'olam hazeh. Because we're talking about how in your machshav, in your head, you could switch the chiyuv of truma from going on Sunday to right now. V'chein mechol mashi yehena b'olam hazeh. Anything you benefit in this world, lo yichavin l'hanasa, you shouldn't have in mind to your hanah, elo l'avodas habor yisbarach. You're doing it for Hashem. Kedichsiv, v'chol d'rochecha do'eyu. In all your ways, you should remember Hashem. This is not a Musa Sefer. This is a Shulchan Aruch. This is a Se'if in Shulchan Aruch. This is how you should live your life. What? Yeah, Archaim. Simin Reish Lama. It's the second volume in the Mishnah Berurah. Chelik Beis. V'chol Simin Reish Lamed Aleph. Se'if Aleph. It's a giant Se'if. The only Se'if, I believe. Anything you're permitted to do. Walking. Sitting. The point is, everything you do, you can make it into Avodas Hashem. What you eat? Yeah, in brachas I gave it out. You're right. Exactly. Thank you, Hillel, for remembering that. Even though you do eat the rear of the animal, you do remember. When you eat that rear, you should think about this. Fine. And then it says like this. Shame shomayim, but you mamish could, you could gain tremendous. Who has this card? Livy's walking around with this card since brachas. That's unbelievable. 2 years. Look at this. Zoom in on this card. I gave this. I made this for everybody. What does it say here? Behold, drachecha de'eyu. This is the pasuk. Rava. Loilam yilmed adam v'achkach yehage. Okay, that's something else. Achil l'shem shemayim. Parnasa l'shem shemayim. Wow. How many days? 600 days ago, and he's still holding it in his, and look at perfect shape, this guy. Laibi from Koilal. Unbelievable. Laibi Shkoyach. Somebody out there has it still. But the bottom line is here, and then he finishes off. It's a very, very long sif. And he says, Umi Shinoye Kain, Oyved as Boiroi Tamid. Whoever thinks about this, so when you take a nap, and talks about naps, you take a nap, you say, I'm going to sleep now, so I have Koyach to work, to be oivid you, Hashem. I'm eating this kugel and this chal to be oivid you. Everything you do, all you have to think, you just have to think it, because it's all the machshava, and you get that much more schar. So what's the law? Why not? All right. That's the schusim for Yom Kippur. Vaitikigang, I can't believe it, Larry. You just gave me a lot of ano. I thought I did it for not. Okay. Omar Rabbi. The Gemara says it becomes tevel. Tevel means that if you eat something without truma, you chayev misa b'dei shomayim. Ela, my truma, roiv truma. So the Gemara answers, at the end of the day, you're right. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's a way that you'd be chayev on yontif to bring truma. Great. In this case, that you moilu malilois. But that's not the typical case of truma. Typically, you don't do it on Shabbos. Us, at home, we're not allowed to take trumas and maizers on Shabbos on a typical Shabbos. Omar Rabbi, machloikis b'shibolim, al b'kitniyos, dirakol, isur yaso tavla. The whole machloikis is when it comes to grain. But when it comes to kitniyos, like beans and things like that, when you put them in a bundle, you don't typically, says Abaya, smooth out a giant pile when it comes to vegetable. You know, you buy a little bundle in Shalma Yisrael. Here, I think I have a picture of the next, that's the next thing, but okay. This is a bundle. You have a bundle, 25 pieces, fine. I have a right to you. Tilton shel tevel. Tilton is chilba, is fenugreek. This is fenugreek right here in this picture. If you have this, and I bought this for no reason because that's not what we're talking about. I got yelled at by the spice guy. This is fenugreek. If you want to know what it looks like, here it is. This is what they make chilba out of. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the stalks of chilba. Hareze, if anybody wants chilba here, I don't need it anymore. Hareze koitesh. So if you have these things, when you take it and you pound it a little bit, umechashiv, and he estimates himself, kamazer yeshbem, how many seeds, how many of these, we do need it, how many of these chilba seeds are in here, and that's how you take trumas and maisras. And he doesn't have to take truma from the actual stalk. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us a tremendous chiddush here. Because I always mention that there are four things in Shas that I at least could think of. And this was the hard one to remember. Four things in Shas that tam eitzo yupiri shava, that the fruit and the stalk and the branch have. One of them is esrig. What else? Hadasim. And you said? Pilpil. And here's the fourth one. Tilton. Fenugreek. These are the four things. Finally, we got to it. This is it. Only by wheat, by grain, it doesn't become tevel. Hacha tavla, but by kidneys, it does become tevel just by putting it in a bundle. Lo, Rebbe. It's Rebbe. No, you have no proof. It might be Rebbe. It might be Rebbe Yosi. I don't know. E Rebbe. Mayir Tilton. Afilu Shibalam Nami. So why is he talking about fenugreek? Anything. Elamai Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you want to go back to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Lishmin and Sharmini Kitni is Kolchin Tilton. So then why does it say, why does it mention fenugreek? What's the point in fenugreek? Ela Tilton Yisrichalei. Ela here, by the way, in just simple pshat in the Gemara, I don't want you to get confused. Ela is not like it seems like, because we're talking about Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Ela, it's going back, says Rashi, to Rabbi. It could also be Rabbi. Ela Tilton Yisrichalei. So tam veitzoi. I would think since this fenugreek, it tastes just like the branch. So you should take trum some meisers from the branches. You don't have to. That's the whole chiddush. Okay. Iked army. Omer abay machlokes b'shibolin. Alo b'kitniyos divrei hakol isuriyasa loy tavla. Machlokes is in grain, but when it comes to kitniyos, beans and that sort of thing, when you just put in a bundle, it doesn't make it chayiv in trumas and meisers. My love, tevel tibul shel truma. Now we're talking about before miruach, and this will be a kashan abaya. Loi tevel tibul shel trumas meiser. So now the gemara comes up with tremendous chiddush. Very important stuff. Going back to this chart, Rabbeisai, memorize. It only takes 2 minutes. If you have a crop, you have to give 2%. To the Kayan Truma. Then you have 98% left. From that, you give 10% to the Levi. That's called Meiser. Then the Levi takes his 9.8% and takes 10% of that and gives it to the Kayan. What happened over here is that the Levi jumped the gun and he took his Meiser before Truma Gdoyla was taken. That's Issa Deraisa. Because it says in the Pasuk, you can't do it out of order. First goes one, then goes two. You can't do two and then one. Oh, so what happened is, Toivloi, the trumas meiser. We're talking, it's the same idea, Rabbeisai. You have a bunch of grain that you don't have, you didn't finish the malacha. What's the finishing the malacha? Smoothing out the pile. I have another way to finish the malacha. By the Levi jumping his gun. Gershon, you hear this? You also, you're a Levi, Nachum. If you chop, and there's a problem, if you chop your meiser, Beis Hashem, next week, Mashiach comes, someone gives you meiser. If you chop it before the truma, so you made it a gemar malacha. Now you are chayiv in truma automatically. You don't have to do the miruach hakri, nothing. You, by you taking it, shmai, you hear the gemara says, shmai toivel the truma's meiser. By you taking it and you call it a meiser, by you deciding that you took the meiser, you took 10%, that makes it gemar malacha. And we're going to see in a second, you're going to have another problem. You get a knas for taking it early. Says Gemara, Kodesh Lamali, why does the Levi have to suffer and pound it out and go from this product to this product and give the Kayan a perfect product? What did he do? Mela the Yisrael, okay, fine. That's what we're going to see in a second. He has to do it like that. But why the Levi? The Levi just took whatever he got from the Yisrael, he should give it on to the Kayan. He got an unfinished product, right? So let him just continue and give 10% of the unfinished product to the Kohen. Why does he have to go through the process of finishing it? The way I got it, I'm giving it to you. Rashi, according to this machlokes, Rashi learns, since the Levi shouldn't have helped Yisrael to take it earlier, he gets punished. Ben Levi, if a Levi gets the grain, he has to take it apart. Anov, he has to make it into wine. Zeisim, some shemen, and olives, he makes into oil. And then he takes that and gives 10% of what he received. In other words, it's like 1%, right? He got 10% of everything, of 98%. And from that 98%, he got 9.8. From the 9.8, he gives 10% to the kohen. Back. But that's in the kohen. Just like Truma, the Yisrael has to give Gorin and Yekev from the finished wheat and from the wine. So to the Levi. Ask the Gemara. Oh, we just turned to the Gemara Bay, sponsored by the MD White Tehillim Group. For those who need Shidduchim Shuvos Refuas, please join Tim.imindav.com. And by Shlomo Lazari from Los Angeles, in honor of my wife, who's Moshe Nevesh V'Toyro. Shkoyach. Oh, you left. Says Gemara, Mechashev. We use the word that all he has to do is estimate the amount he has to give. Says Gemara, Medidabai. When you give the Levi 10%, so it's 10%. Bishloima, the Truma, okay. Somewhere, it could be a Mashu, but the 10%, there's no getting away from 10%. So you can't just estimate. What if you gave 9%? You weren't Yaitz. You have to give at least 10%, maybe more. Hamadidabai. Amani Abeloza Ben Gimeli. So I looked it up. Trumas Maizer. The Levi, his. Trumas Maizer, that's what I said. Bishloima, Truma. Fine. I'm not saying that you could just get away with. I'm saying maybe. But Trumas Meiser is 10% and 10%. Hamani Elizabeth Gimel. Oh, so I said Elizabeth Gimel, I looked it up. He's only one time in Shas. But my Chavrusa pointed out to me, and I think on the side also it says that Yigaris Goimel. Yigaris Goimel says a few more times in Shas, maybe Gamliel also. So, anyways, Gimel, it only says once. But it's interesting that Rashi says, Yigaris Gimel. That's how Yigaris here. I don't know why he says that. It says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. It says by the Levi. It should be considered, V'nechshav, in your head. It should be considered a truma. Trumaschem, doesn't say truma. Trumaschem, plural. And they're both the same. Now what? Keshev, shetruma gdoyla, and it tells bo'emed u'machshava. Just like truma gdoyla, you can do it. You just estimate. And b'machshava, how do you do b'machshava truma gdoyla? By thinking in your head, you see this whole room, it's full of wheat. The truma is going to come out from the left side, right in the corner, right over there. Left corner, right top shelf. Boom. That becomes truma just because you thought it in your head. So according to this one man, the Omar, you could take trumas maiser, 10% that the Levi gives, you could take it b'machshava. Oh, that's what you meant. I hear what you said. I said before that the 10% you give to Levi, the trumas maiser the Levi gives. Yeah, you're right. Gufa, Omer of Omer b'shim ben Lakish, Meiser Rishon Shikdima b'shibalim, Shmoi Toivli Trumas Meiser. We said before that if you jump it, the Levi takes his 10% first, that itself is considered before the Miruach, before anything, that is the Gemar Melacha, Shmoi Toivli Trumas Meiser. My time, Omer of Ahoyel v'yotzal of Shem Meiser. Once the Levi takes it, so why is he taking it? What right does he have to that 10%? Because it's Meiser. Oh, it's Meiser. Now it becomes Meiser. And once it's Meiser, that evokes all the Chiyuvim of Truma and everything else. Or Mishim Malakish, Meiser Risha in Shigdim Shid Balim, Potur Mitruma Gdoila. Shenemar, Vare Moisim Imenu Truma Sashem, Meiser Menam Meiser. So it goes like this. By the way, I didn't bring this on purpose. It's supposed to be at home, but I see Leiby here and my Rebbe, my Chavrusa. This is the picture I wanted to show yesterday. But if you're watching on YouTube, you see it probably anyway. But this is the picture of the Matnas Kuhuna I give him. And here's Leiby. Shkoyach. How many years ago? This is like 3 years ago, no?
Less gray. Yeah.
What's less gray, but longer beard? What's that? Okay. Oh, no, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for... Don't tell me I didn't print it. Ay, vavay, what's with me? Ah. I don't know if I saved it. I really don't know. Let me just make sure I didn't bring it because it's a good one. Hold on. It looks like the chart of Truma and Meisers. I stole the whole chart of Truma and Meisers. And. Okay. I'll just say about Peh. It's very simple. But in chart, it's nicer. If we do it properly, the kohen gets 2%. So he gets 2%. There's no, okay. But if we flip it, and we give the Meiser Rishon first, so now 10% is gone. So now I have 90%. If you're going to give the kohen his truma now, 2% of 90%, you're at 1.8. So he lost 0.2. That's the whole thing over here. The Kohen, by you going out of order, he loses 0.2 because now you're taking 2% out of 90% because you're missing the 10% that the Levi took. Great. You don't give Truma Gdoila and Trumas Meiser, Mr. Levi. You only give one. You only give the 10% from your 10%, but don't worry about the Kohen. If you gave Meiser before it was... What happens if you gave the Levi the Meiser? Before it became, I'm sorry, after it's already finished, there's a Gemara Malacha. The Levi's not Mechuyiv to give it to the Kohen based on this pasuk. Omar Lei, Alecha Makra, Mikol Masir Sechem Terimu, it's called Trumas Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, no, he is Mechuyiv. So on the one hand, we have a pasuk that says Levi's not Mechuyiv. The other pasuk says Levi is Mechuyiv. So which one is it? Umar Reisa, who told you where to put the pasuk? Says the Gemara, Hai Idgan, Vahai Loi Idgan. If it's idgan, meaning this picture right over here, it's kri. Idgan. This would be idgan. Miruach, what we call miruach. If it's idgan, so now there's a chiyuv truma. So there's a chiyuv truma. Then the Levi got it in a state of chiyuv truma. He already had, there's an obligation to give truma, and he got his 10%. So he's mechuyev to give from his 10% back to the kohen. But if it wasn't smoothed out, and the Yisrael gave it to him beforehand, so there's no chiyuv truma, so the Levi's not mechuyev to give the kohen back his 0.2 that he's missing. Not awesome. Hamakalif sa'irim. So that we went through, we don't want to do it again. But you take off the shell of the ear of the barley, Mikalev achas achas va'oichel. He can eat one barley at a time. Here's a barley. One of these. You can't even see it on the camera. One of these at a time. What is that called? Achilas arai. Achilas arai is fine. Vim kilev v'nazon toich yodoi. And if he peeled it off and he put it into his hand, he starts gathering. Chayev. Now you're chayev and ma'aser. You're not just eating it, you know, as a nash. Now you're starting to gather. You put one, two, three. So now you're chayv. Omer b'lazar v'chein l'shabbos. So if I start gathering, I go like that. So I'm chayiv for meleches dash. Not really dash. It's mefarek, breaking things apart, taking things apart on Shabbos. Says Gemara, eini v'rav mekalfalei d'visu kosi kosi. Rav's wife used to give him a large amount, a large amount on Shabbos. So you see a lot of gather. It's not mefarik. Rav accepted it from her. Reb Chiya mekalfale devisu kosi kosi. And Reb Chiya, his wife also. Listen to this, Reb Oizai. Yesterday, as I was learning with my chavrus, I said, isn't Rav's wife like a bad woman, like a very tough woman? He's like, yeah, Yevamis in the Samachs. Right away, he goes to the thing. I'm not kidding you. 20 seconds later, yeah, that Gemara points it to me. Dav Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And what's amazing is that it's these two people right here, Rav and Reb Chiya. The Gemara over there brings both of the ways. I got to read this to you. It's Geshmaki Gemara. It says like this. First of all, Rav Ava Miftam Reb Chiya, when Rav used to say goodbye to his son, he said, Hashem should save you from something that's worse than death. Is something worse than death? Yeah, your wife. So the Gemara says, why? Rav, his wife used to give him trouble. And every time he used to say, give me tloichi, she used to make chimtzi. And every time he said chimtzi, she used to make tloichi. So when Chia got older, says the Gemara, he knew that his father wanted tloichi. So he said, please make chimtzi. So she made tilfri. So he goes, wow, my wife is unbelievable. She's changing. She's doing tshuva. She made the food I wanted. She says, no, ta. I tricked her. So he says, Limdu l'shoinim da b'sheker. You're not allowed to do that. It's not. She's evil. She likes to make fakert. We gotta roll with her. To say fakert, grevis das, limdu l'shoinim da b'sheker. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara Viter, V'rav Chiya, havikim etzara l'divis. His wife is also a troublemaker. And he finds something, you give it to her. So he says, why, if you find something, why do you give it to your wife? Omar Le, Dayenu Shemigalis Benenu Matzilis Isonu Menachet. finished. Okay, and the story, the bottom line is, the wife is very good. She's matzal min hachet. Even if she's a terrible, terrible woman that makes the opposite dinners, you ask for steak and she makes you pizza and pizza steak, she's still a married good thing. If you find the metziah, you should give it to her. Anyway, zok to gemar. We obviously don't have these kind of problems. Rav and Ruchia. Yeah. Eloid mar seifid ma moilam lilo shalchitim. Min apeach al yad v'oichol. Al yad, what do we say al yad means? Not miyad yad, but al yad yad means a small amount. Vim nipach, mamish, to blow. V'nozim to'icheko, you put it into your lap. You start gathering. Chayiv. Omer b'lozer. V'chein l'shabbos. Same aloch as l'shabbos. Maskel rabbi ramemim. V'reisho l'maisa in l'shabbos loy. Oh, did I skip something? Yeah, because the Gemara had to say. Oh, yeah. Eini v'ram gavu l'visu. You see, you're allowed to gather. Elid ma seifit mar. It's not talking about the ratio. That's a different thing. If you rub off the peel. So you're allowed to blow it away. But don't gather. That's what he said. That you're over if you start gathering. So you're telling me that to be chayiv in meiser, you just rub off the peel, you're chayiv. But to be over on dash and mefarik on Shabbos, rubbing is nothing. As the Gemara, that can't be. Why? What? For Shabbos, for meiser, you're over, but for Shabbos, you're not. It's not. How's it possible? Isn't Shabbos more chomer than everything? So he counterattacks him. There's a concept of making a pile when it comes to meiser. And that same pile, you don't do anything. You're not over anything on Shabbos. It's not. It says in the Mishnah. Is a garden on the meiser. These vegetables. Hakishuyim v'adiluim. When it comes to cucumbers, I actually went to the store yesterday. I wasted time to look for this, but I couldn't find any. I remember seeing it sometimes, especially here in Israel. Sometimes they forget to take that little flower off. Is it like a little white flower or something? No? Am I making this up? Pumpkin sometimes? I don't know. The bottom line is, when this flower falls off the cucumber or the gourd, then there's a chi of meiser. Hagishuim adluim mishi paksu kuf samach vav mishi paksu. When it falls off the flower, v'shaloi piksu mishi yamid arema. Or when you make a pile, usnaga namigav solim mishi yamid arema, you make a pile. Oh, you see that Meiser is more chomer than Shabbos. By Meiser, when you make a pile, you chayiv. By Shabbos, pile is nothing. What's the reason? Because when it comes to Shabbos, you have to do something professional. Like to make a pile, even a kid can make a pile. Okay, we'll go two lines more. Why not? It's only 8 o'clock. How do you do? How do you rub this peel off? Abaye mishmei the Rabbi Yosef Omar chado chado. One finger on one finger. V'ravavi mishmei the Rabbi Yosef Omar chada tarte. One finger on two fingers, like this. Rav Omar, kivim mishani. What's the difference? You're not using a machine. You're doing it in a funny way. You're doing it kilacher yad. Afilu chada kulinami. You're going to everything. The whole hand. Atkan, have a wonderful day.